AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Donald Trump put pen to paper on Inauguration Day to sign a flurry of executive actions, including one involving the Capitol riot.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
More from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Trump issued a blizzard of executive orders, pardoning 1,500 January 6th rioters, increasing border security, designating drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, limiting birthright citizenship, freezing new regulations, and establishing a task force for reducing the federal government, all while rescinding dozens of directives issued by predecessor Joe Biden relating to climate change and diversity, equity, and inclusion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Trump has also promised to seek revenge against his political opponents. As mentioned, he has acted on executive orders from the Biden administration,
revoking nearly 80 destructive radical executive actions of the previous administration. They'll all be null and void.
One executive order he signed requires federal workers to return to work on a full-time basis in their office. Officials say a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban figure imprisoned for life in California on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. The Taliban praised the swap as a step toward normalization of ties between the U.S. and Afghanistan. No names were released, but the family of Ryan Corbett, one American held by the Taliban, confirmed he had been released. The Senate voted to confirm former Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero.
A Senate hearing starts today for New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, President Trump's choice for UN ambassador. This is AP News. In Atlanta, Ohio State won its first national title since 2014, outlasting Notre Dame 34-23 in college football playoffs championship game. Trailing 31-7, Notre Dame scored two touchdowns and two 2-point conversions to make it a one-score game late in the fourth quarter. But Will Howard and the Buckeyes held on.
Whoever is able to, you know, have the poise and the noise and be able to, overcome adversity, because it wasn't always pretty today. You know, it wasn't always perfect, and it's never going
to
be.
Coach Marcus Freeman says the loss is not a reason to feel down.
The outlook of Notre Dame football is extremely high. As long as the people in that locker room that come back understand what it takes, the work these guys have put in, there's a lot of success in our future.
The eighth-seeded Buckeyes roll through four games in the new expanded college football playoff by an average score of 36-21. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.